The next several days, officials expect over a quarter million football fans to flock to AT&T Stadium in Arlington for the NFL Draft. Tonight's the first round, and it's also the first time the draft will be at a football venue. The city has hosted some big events before, the Super Bowl, World Series games, Beyonce, but people don't stay. Now, with a captive audience, businesses in Arlington's nearby downtown are looking to pull in some serious revenue this weekend. KEI's Gus Contreras has our story.
North Texans don't go to Arlington to hang, and Matt Wilson thinks they're missing out.
Dallas does that tagline very, very well. They always say big things happen here, and that's great. That's absolutely true. But in Arlington, we crown champions.
Wilson's with the Arlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. They work with the Dallas Sports Commission to bring big, athletic events to town. But the NFL draft is something else.
To know that it's happening here in Arlington, Texas, is something that we're immensely proud of, and it puts us on a global stage.
When you watch on TV, he points out, it won't say Dallas like it may have in years past. Sports fans know where they are.
Not to take anything away from Dallas, but the citizens of Arlington built this stadium. And, they deserve that credit.
The credit and the cash. Some experts predict the NFL draft could have an economic impact of up to $100 million. One person who's excited about all the football fans in town is Greg McCarthy. He owns Legal Draft Brewery. It's about 2 years old.
I'm looking over your shoulder at the roof of AT&T Stadium at our taproom windows. Those fans who are coming in from L.A. or Philly or Seattle or Miami will go to their phones. They'll Google brewery near AT&T Stadium. We should be the first thing that comes up.
Sure, they're close, but still a mile away. Even though the stadium has been around for almost 10 years, downtown Arlington businesses are still trying to get more of that fan traffic in the door. So, for the NFL draft, McCarthy and his neighboring businesses decided they'd just bring the people to them. Together, they're offering shuttles to and from the stadium. Their target audience is this guy.
My name is Greg Hampton, born and raised in New York, live on Long Island, big, huge, big Blue Giants fan.
Hampton showed up outside the stadium 7 hours before the draft. His plans?
Chill out with fans, meet and greet other fans from other teams. I think this is awesome right here. The fact that we got all these different fans all together in one location, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Even more beautiful, says Greg McCarthy, will be a future when the mile between his taproom and AT&T Stadium is lined with bars and clubs instead of tire shops and car dealerships. Then, he says, Arlington will have its entertainment district.
Once we get that critical mass, then we'll start having people from Dallas come in here and from Fort Worth come in here the same way that we've been going to Dallas and Fort Worth for that sort of thing for 25 years.
So when sports fans come to things like the NFL draft, he won't need shuttle buses to bring in the bucks. Gus Contreras, KERA News.